There is nothing better in the world than going to Las Vegas and going to the shitty off-the-strip casinos. Don't go to the Venetian or the Bellagio. Find the shittiest fucking casino hotel you can, because that is life cranked to where the color's too bright, the sound too loud, too fucking smelly, too much failure. It's unbelievable. I was at the Continental, and the Continental was one of those hotels where everything looked like it had been rubbed with ham, and it was just shiny, shiny failure. So there was a Soldier of Fortune convention in the... Soldier of Fortune magazine was having a convention. Hitmen, soldiers of fortune, assassins for hire at the Continental. All these guys, morbidly obese. I don't mean fat guys. I mean fucking burst veins on hip fat that had just grown way too quickly, and just man boobs totally made out of Funyuns, and just, you know, sitting on those little electric mobility rascal scooters. And all I could think was that these are the guys you hire when your boss is out of the country and you want him killed, but you want to still have an alibi that, you know, witnesses have seen you in the States. So you hire these guys and send them to some exotic locale, but they're all fucking blobs. You're like, yeah, listen, my boss is going to be out of the country. He's taking a vacation in Venice. I need you to go to Venice and fucking kill him. And it's like, oh, Venice, City of Stairways. Oh, I tell you, that's going to be hell on my knees. Is there any way that you could maybe when he comes back to the States, if he could be on a golf course at the bottom of a kind of a low slope, a very long slope, I could ride by on my electric mobility scooter, and my little scrubby stick that I use to swab my fat folds with, I've hollowed out, and I could hit him with a little blowgun dart that I've dipped in some sea wasp poison. Never shows up in an autopsy. He'll drop like a bag of hammers. But Venice, I'm telling you, that's just gonna, my heart will explode. My heart will explode trying to get onto the plane. I'll tell you that right now. I don't want to fly on a plane and have him bring out a helper belt. I just gotta pay for three seats. That's no fun. Let's wait till he's back on a golf course or something. Hey, I got a Hot Pocket coming out of the oven. Let me call him back in a little Hot Pocket. A little Hot Pocket coming out of the oven.